Welcome to the Swing Podcast, the Seattle Mariners Pod. I'm your host, Jack Powers. We're going to dive into the game recap for the game two of the Mariners versus the Rangers at home. And then I'd like to talk about the starting rotations going into the playoffs and what we would might want as a Seattle Mariner fan. So first off, recap, Mariners taking on the Rangers, game two of three of the series and the last series against the Rangers before they play three against Oakland. So Mariners 83-70 going into the game, Rangers 66-87, and have Perez, their best starting pitcher for the year, taking the mound against the Mariners, who was 12-6 on the year with a 2.9 ERA. And George Kirby was taking the mound for the Mariners with a 7-4 record and a 3.3 ERA. 6:40 game time, the lineup going into the game was Dylan Moore had the first spot, Ty France, then Gino, then Mitch Haniger, Carlos Santana in the fifth spot, Sam Haggerty sixth, J.P. Crawford seventh, Kurt Casale was playing catcher today in the eighth spot, and Jared Kelnick in the ninth spot. So Ty France still playing third base with Eugenio Suarez still DHing with the finger issue, and Carlos Santana at first base and Sam Haggerty in left field. So on the IL, looking at the IL right now, Julio still on it. He might have about four days left. Jesse Winker, he's day-to-day. And something interesting about going into this game, as we all know, Mariners have only won three of their last 11 games. So Scott Servais decided to do something a little bit different going into it. He had the team as a show-and-go, which means arrive late, no on-field batting practice, none of that stuff. Kind of extra rest, kind of show up to the game and play ball. You know, don't worry about doing anything else. Just have a day and just show up and, you know, do your thing. And, you know, it might have worked. It might have been what the Mariners need. But we start off the game looking like we do. Josh Jung, who had all five runs for the Rangers yesterday, all five, and they shut us out 5-0. Top of the first, Josh Jung, RBI single. It's a 6 RBI in the last two games. They go up early, 1-0. And then, bottom of the first, Mariners bounce back quickly. And Eugenio Suarez looks like he has all year before going on the IL.
To center, Tavares showing his numbers. Tavares is watching it go off the base of the wall. Dylan Moore is steaming home. And Eugenio Suarez gets the Mariners on the board in the first inning. This game was all tied at one.
So that would give a Mariners tie ball game. It would be a double to center field. Demo scores. Ty France, of course, moves to third. And then Mitch Haniger comes up after Gino and has an RBI sac fly to bring in Ty, just as you should. And that's called team playing. Mariners take an early 2-1 lead going into the second inning. And then no score through the second. And then bottom of the third, bases loaded, Carlos Santana, RBI ground out, making it 3-1 Mariners. Mariners wouldn't add anything on. And from there on, it was kind of ball game. George Kirby went 6 innings, pitched 5 hits, 1 run, 1 earned, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts, gave up no home runs and 88 pitches. So kind of some light work and great pitching from George Kirby. He didn't start too good in the game, gave up the early run. And then from there on, he was great. And then after that, the bullpen came in and did their job. Swanson came up, gave 0 hits, 1 strikeout. Munoz came in after that, 0 hits, 2 strikeouts. Then Paul Sewald came in and didn't give up a hit and got the save. So Mariners would win 3-1, no score after the third inning. So not bad from the Mariners tonight, and they showed they can win and pitch and play offense all a little bit at the same time. So they improved to 84-70 on the year. Their magic number is now 3, guys. So technically, they could clinch by Friday night. If they win the next two games and Baltimore loses one of those next two games for them as well, Mariners clinch the playoffs. First time in 20 years. Very crazy to think about. I've never got to experience it in my lifetime, and as many have with me. So very awesome to see. Magic number down to 3 with the Baltimore loss. Against Boston 3-1. So my MVP for tonight is Suarez. He went 3-for-3 with a walk. He had an RBI. And I just loved how he loves competing against Perez, the Rangers starting pitcher from Venezuela, because why not? Like, the guy's not that, like, they're both Venezuelan. They want to play hard against each other, as Suarez did, you know? So, not that upset with it. The wild card standings now, Toronto holds the first. They're 2 games above Seattle. Tampa Bay holds the second. They're a half game above Seattle. And then the Mariners are 4.5 games above Baltimore in the third spot. And right now they'd be taking on the Guardians in the wild card round. So now I'd just like to talk starting rotations when we get to the playoffs, or if we get to the playoffs, if the Mariners surprise us and blow it. So if we're going into the playoffs against Cleveland, let's just say that we have 5 guys as our starting pitchers that we get to choose from, right? We get Luis Castillo, Robbie Ray, Logan Gilbert, George Kirby, Marco Gonzalez. So from those 5, I automatically scratch Gonzalez. So that gives you a 4: Luis Castillo, Robbie Ray, George Kirby, Logan Gilbert. If I had to pick one from those 4 right now, I'm picking George Kirby 100% in 3-game series. Why do you ask? He's been one of our most consistent pitchers this year. Has he not been? What's he done wrong? He goes 5, 6 innings of 1, 2 run ball, maybe 3 run ball most. Very rarely have we seen him not do bad. And lately, he's been doing fantastic. So what is there to put against him? If I had to go with another guy, now I'm not saying George Kirby has to be the game one starter. Okay, I'm making that clear. I'm just saying I would be completely fine if the Mariners picked him to start. Just want to clarify. Now, if we go another game, I would want to pick Logan Gilbert. I think I would go with Logan Gilbert. I think he's also been very consistent in a way. Yes, he's had his moments, but I do trust him in a game like that. I do. And then the third, it'd have to be between Castillo and Robbie Ray. You know what's crazy is I'm picking young guys over veteran players. Am I crazy for not wanting Robbie Ray? Would I be crazy? Last year's Cy Young pitcher. Now, a lot of people would sit here and say he has experience in the playoffs. You have to pitch him. And I agree with the experience. He probably will know how to play in a playoff environment because it's completely different, of course. And that's where I could see why a lot of people wouldn't want Kirby going. Same with Gilbert. Both don't have experience. But the whole team had, like, the Mariners don't have experience of being in the playoffs in the last 20 years. So who cares? I shouldn't say hate. But I dislike the idea of people saying, well, they don't have experience, so why would we play them? We're a young team. They're, half the team doesn't have experience. So, end of the day, you can't sit here and complain about a guy not having experience. That's why I'm okay with George Kirby getting a game in a 3-game series against Cleveland. That's why I'm okay with Logan Gilbert getting a game in a 3-game series against Cleveland. Now, if I had to pick between Luis Castillo and Robbie Ray right now, I'd probably go Robbie Ray. And I know, but you have to play Luis Castillo. The Mariners, no matter what, are going to play Luis Castillo and Robbie Ray. I just think it's a given. You just signed Luis Castillo to a 5-year contract extension. You traded 4 of your best prospects for him. The bottom line, he's been an absolute disappointment for the Mariners ever since coming. He has not proven to me he is a 5-year contract extension worth of a player. Has he? I will sit here and say that confidently. He's not been the guy. Now, I'm not saying he won't, and I'm not saying he hasn't been a good pitcher, but come on, you can't sit here and tell me he's been that guy that was worth 4 top prospects since we got him. Absolutely not. he was not worth four top prospects the way he's playing currently. And that's probably not going to be the case throughout the entirety of his contract. He'll probably get better than he is right now. But currently, based off the way he's played only with the Mariners, I'm not talking about with the Reds, he has not done what his talent has said he would. And you cannot deny that. Yeah, he gets his strikeouts, but he gives up a lot of hits, and he gives up a good chunk of runs, at least three, four runs a game. And that's not terrible, but that's not gonna always win you a ball game, especially when you're giving up four runs in five innings. That's just not going to work. Now, I'd rather have Kirby. That's why I'm picking Kirby. He's given up 1-2 runs in a five-inning stretch. Marco Gonzalez is out of the equation. But Logan Gilbert's also done 1-2 runs through five innings. You know what I'm saying? Luis Castillo right now has not proven that. He hasn't. Now, if he does this in the next two series at home, then yeah, 100%. I'm all for it. But as of now, I'm not for it. And Robbie Ray, man, he's on thin ice. He's always been on thin ice. He comes out here and gives up eight runs against the Angels. Maybe it wasn't all him who gave up the eight runs. Maybe I'm crazy. And then other outings, he's absolutely a stud and goes off. So, I don't know. Bottom line is the Mariners organization, they're going to throw Luis Castillo, Robbie Ray, and probably Gilbert at a team. That's probably the three they'll throw out. They're not going to give Kirby a start unless it's in a five-game series against like the Yankees and we beat Cleveland. And at that point, they might not even, like, Marco's not playing a playoff game. I don't see it happening. But in a three-game series, they're going to throw out their top three paid guys based off experience, veteran, all that stuff. So I see, I get that. But man, if they come into the game and they give up five runs in five innings, wouldn't be surprised. Not at all. I'll leave it at that. But my guys, I think, would be Robbie Ray, George Kirby, Logan Gilbert right now. Yeah, I don't really know the order. Probably Robbie Ray first, but maybe even Logan Gilbert first. But that would be my three right now. I don't know. Something says I don't like Castillo right now. I need a six-inning game from him of like one hit, two hit ball. In like against a good, like the best, I guess the best team would be Detroit, and he's not going to play them. Maybe a game. I'd have to look. But still, I'm not confident in Castillo. And same for Robbie Ray. Marco's no for me, but I don't know. George Kirby, Logan Gilbert, guys. Not against it. Anyways, we'll go into tomorrow's game. They're going to be taking on the Rangers in game three of the series. It's going to be also a 640 game. So all 640 games throughout the series. They're going to be taking on, I want to say it's Jin Gray. I don't know how to say his first name. It's JN. He has a 7-7 record with a 3.64 ERA. Last start versus Cleveland on September 23rd. Five innings pitched, one hit ball. Not too shabby. Marco Gonzalez, 10-15, will be taking the mound tomorrow for the Mariners. 4.05 ERA. His last start was September 23rd as well versus Kansas City. He went five innings pitched, eight hits, three earned runs. So right now, they're probably going to be favorites going into the game just since they're at home. Marco Gonzalez hasn't been too bad at home. And I could see the Mariners win this game. If they lose this game, I also wouldn't be surprised based off the stretch of baseball we've been playing. But maybe Scott Service's idea of just show up and play instead of taking BP and all that stuff beforehand is good for them, was good for them, and maybe it's going to help them now down the stretch. So thank you for listening to the Swing Pod. I'm your host, Jack Powers. We'll be back tomorrow.